Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your goodness has come, for your mighty mercy that was all revealed in Jesus and paid for by Jesus, and the price was accepted by the resurrection from the dead and the new covenant coming as the scroll was taken from the Father into the hands of Jesus to bring about this new and this better covenant and rule and reign until it would be here on the earth as it is in heaven. So, Lord, we're excited about your goodness that is here. We're excited about the day laid out for us. And more important, we're excited now about what you're saying so that we can have a dress rehearsal and get the grace and mercy that's needed in the time, in today, and the challenges that will come will be there to try take us away from being heavenly minded and being spiritual. So help us this morning, Father God, to see what you see so that we can stand in what is right and what is heavenly, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you are preparing us here on earth to be ready in heaven one day. So thank you, your kingdom has brought heaven to us and we are in it, and so we partaking of it as from babies to mature in the image and likeness of Jesus. So help us in this, in Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Psalm 140 from verse 6 and 7, the TPT translation. O Lord, you are my God and my saving strength. My hero God, you wrap yourself around me to protect me. For I'm surrounded by your presence in my day of battle. Lord Yahweh, hear my cry. May my voice move your heart to show me mercy.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful. Yeah, we can just see, you know, that our heavenly family, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the goodness of heaven is our saving strength. And that our Savior, our heavenly family is there to wrap around us, to protect us. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. So there's total provision. There's no lack. And he goes on, for I'm surrounding you by my presence in the day of battle. And what it just comes across here is so important, you know, that Jesus says in the Our Father prayer, he says, the Father knows what you need. Therefore, speak to our Father, because he's our Father. And that's what Jesus revealed. And when he's your Father, you're there to draw close on a daily basis. Because as John says, our fellowship is with the Father and Son, so your joy may be complete. And that's where God gives us the joy of the heavenly blessings that he's prepared for us. And Jesus says, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice, have joy, because your name is written in heaven. And so, as a part of the family now, we are partaking of the heavenly blessings that's been laid up for us. Predestined, what is the heavenly blessings? We were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in the Father, in heavenly places, in love. Amen. So, when we draw close in the morning, the prayer goes on. I'll just bring out points there. He says, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And so many of our brothers and sisters, they just want to get to heaven. But what is God wanting? He's wanting the kingdom of God is bringing heaven to earth. So we are so heavenly minded, we can be of no earthly good. But when we understand that the goodness of heaven was always predestined, and it was always made to come here on earth. And who is the vehicle of this? It's the children. And goes Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So this is what we got to take hold of, and this is what we take hold of in the mornings. And God encourages us. His mercy is new every morning. And then we go into the day. So the morning is like the dress rehearsal. That's why the Bible says, and that you hears my word and does it, is like a wise man. So you're getting it in the morning, you're getting the right direction, you're getting the right ingredients to overcome in the time of testing. You won't be tested beyond what you can handle. And then you go into the day, and when the test comes on account of your faith, that is when you put on those good things, put on that which the Lord has showed you. And then the Lord is very near to show himself strong on behalf of your heart, because your heart is in the right place. And that's victory. So it's encouragement again. If not, tomorrow's another day. But the important thing now is that God's wraparound protection and provision is available. If you're born again, you are in it. But God is wanting you not to be like little children running around when we were babies, maybe kaalgat and naked. No, he's wanting us to put on Christ, because Christ is a picture of the love that has been made available to us. So we need to grow up in fellowship with the Father and Son into the full measure that has been given to us. We are co-heirs with Jesus. We grow to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen.
Amen.